Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. The Headwaters School of Music and the Arts has been an important part of the Bemidji arts community for many years. This morning we're talking with Tricia Andrews about the school. Good morning, Tricia. Thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning, Heidi. Good morning, John.
Oh, now John warned me that you sound sicker than you are, right?
That is true. So if you can handle hearing me, I don't mind talking.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell us a little bit about what is going on tomorrow at the Headwaters School.
This year, volunteers in the community, especially Supple Studios, has been producing a Christmas CD with local musicians, regional musicians contributing songs to it that have been produced in Supple Studios. So all these months of work and planning for this Christmas in Bemidji CD, it's the second one that has been produced for Headwaters School, with the proceeds from the CD sales going to our music program here at Headwaters School. So it's our biggest and main fundraiser and the only one dedicated just for music scholarships. So we're pretty excited that we're to this stage of releasing that CD tomorrow at our big event that we have going on.
Put a little pressure on you. Who are some of the musicians on the CD?
You know, when I was first asked this, I started to say to people, just pick somebody. And oftentimes they would land on one of their favorite people, but not always. So I started to be better at memorizing. One of them is Lance Benson, who was a producer for the CD as well. So he's been involved from the beginning, and he's doing kind of a bluesy version of Blue Christmas. Don Zeman has written a song called The River Sings, and April Aylesworth is the lead singer on that song that he has written. Deb McGregor has written a three-piece piano that is being performed, so we're looking forward to hearing that tomorrow, as well as the other songs I just mentioned. So there's a dozen songs that have been that are on the CD, and along with the person who started the song, many in the area have just pitched in to help out. They've been asking Troy, what can we do? So they might play an additional track for that original song that was produced, that was performed by the main artist. So it's been quite the collaboration.
We're talking with Tricia Andrews today about the big event going on at the Headwaters Music for the Arts, School of Music and the Arts. It is tomorrow in Bemidji. So what happens there at the Headwaters School of Music and the Arts?
Overall.
Paint a picture for us of what you do.
At Headwaters School, the three main components are music and arts and community. And in the music aspect of things, there are 9 instructors who teach one-on-one lessons in instruments such as piano and violin and viola, as well as voice. And we also have preschool music classes and community events, such as, a Bob Dylan night that's coming up the first Friday in December. And then in the arts category, we have an ongoing pottery class, classes for kids as well as for adults on Mondays, and other one-day or longer art workshops for kids or adults. In the summer, we have an art camp that's been quite popular for kids. And one of the things I've learned as a director there, I started in April, is that there's so many good ideas out there that one of the pleasures of my job is having people come to my office door and say that have an idea or they've been really thinking about something for a long time, and excuse me, and they see that Headwaters School can be a partner on that idea that they have related to something they're passionate about. And I think the CD Project is maybe one example, but other examples might be having local artists take part in next year's studio cruise by having a place at our facility to be a part of the studio cruise. So those partnerships just naturally form, and that sense of community is important to so many people, and it just follows along with it, that and is an important part of it.
The release party for Christmas in Bemidji 2 is tomorrow. It has performances by contributing artists. There's also a silent auction. Now, all that happens at 4 o'clock at the Headwaters School of Music and the Arts in downtown Bemidji. And then a concert at 8 o'clock. Is that right?
That is right.
Very cool. Well, anything else you want to add, Tricia, before we go?
For one, John just said a moment ago that don't do anything Christmas until Thanksgiving. Man, I'm feeling in the Christmas mood with all of our planning.
Sure.
Excuse me. And I guess I'd also like to say that we have a couple of tickets for the reception and a couple for the concert for your listeners that we'd be happy to give away if anybody's interested. And I'm liking hearing that the snow really should just be today, so we should be in good shape by tomorrow afternoon.
Well, we need to get you in better shape. You need to go get a gross package of popsicles.
No
get
kidding.
Popsicles or something.
Wrap a muffler around your neck,
you know,
old-fashioned thing, and maybe some Vicks VapoRub. And we sure appreciate now, Tricia, they've donated tickets to this event in Bemidji. If you are interested in it, give us a call, 218-326-1234. Feel better and have a great event, Tricia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's Christmas in Bemidji once again, and I'm gathered with my family and my friends. There's Paul and Babe and mistletoe, people singing everywhere I go. It's Christmas in Bemidji once again. Mississippi is where it all begins. The first city on that river, she's lighting her lights again. And it's Christmas in Bemidji once again. I'm gathered with my family and my friends. People singing everywhere I go. It's Christmas in Bemidji once again. Oh, the table is spread in splendor, and what shall I eat first? Lefse or kroonkaka, I'm saving lutefisk for dessert. Christmas in Bemidji once again, and I'm gathered with my family and my friends. There's Paul and Babe and mistletoe, people singing everywhere I go. It's Christmas in Bemidji once again. The wind is cold and blowing, I can hardly feel my toes. But the hearts are warm and glowing, gonna let everybody know that it's Christmas in Bemidji once again. And gathered with my family and my friends. There's Paul and Babe and Mistletoe, people singing everywhere I go. It's Christmas in Bemidji once again. And now we're sitting round the fire, Christmas Day's just around the bend, holding hands and sipping hot chocolate. I don't want this season to end, 'cause it's Christmas in Bemidji once again. And I'm gathered with my family and my friends. There's Paul and Babe and Mistletoe, people singing everywhere I go. It's Christmas in Bemidji once again. Yes, it's Christmas in Bemidji once again.